Welcome to the RV Entrepreneur Podcast, the weekly show for nomads, work campers, RVers, and entrepreneurs looking to earn a living or build a business while enjoying the RV lifestyle. This week's host is Kimberly Crossland. Let's settle in and enjoy the RV Entrepreneur Podcast brought to you by RV Life. Welcome back to another episode of the RV Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host this week, Kimberly Crossland, and I'm also going to be your guest of sorts this week. I'm doing a solo episode, changing things up a little bit because I want to share an opportunity that I am not quite sure why more RV entrepreneurs are not pursuing, and that is Substack. I don't know if you saw a couple weeks ago, I put in the RV Entrepreneur Facebook group, which by the way, if you're not part of yet, definitely come over and join in that conversation. It's always great connecting with other RV entrepreneurs, but I put a question in there about Substack specifically. Now Substack, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it, but essentially it is a platform that lets you send newsletters, distribute a podcast, and get paid for it. How awesome does that sound? And really, for RV entrepreneurs, there is such an opportunity here. So much of an opportunity that I knew I had to devote an entire RV entrepreneur episode just to talking through this platform. Now, if you are not on Substack, if you really don't want to be a part of Substack, still listen, because the points that I'm about to make and the process I'm going to share with you really can be used on a variety of different platforms. So don't run away yet if this is not a platform for you. Definitely stay tuned. Let's talk about how to make money from your RV and let's talk about having fun in the process. Before I get into it though, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
This episode is sponsored by Wholesale Warranties.
Protecting your RV investment means being ready for anything. An extended RV warranty from Wholesale Warranties is the best way to make sure that if an RV failure happens, you can afford to get back to enjoying the RV life as soon as possible. RV warranties are available for motorhomes, fifth wheels, and travel trailers, new and used, across the U.S. Visit WholesaleWarranties.com for a free personalized RV warranty quote today and hit the road with peace of mind tomorrow.
Okay, let's talk about how to get paid to create and how to really love the process as well. Because when you think about being an RV entrepreneur, isn't that what it's all about? Loving how you're showing up in this world, whether it's through your business or on the open road or at a new campground, meeting new people. This is a life that we live to the full. And the reason why I wanted to come on and talk about specifically how to develop a newsletter and how to develop a podcast or any kind of content that actually generates income for you is because it really honors that lifestyle. So while I'm going to be talking about Substack, who by the way is not a sponsor of this show, you can do this with several other different platforms as well. I know Patreon is another very popular platform that creators use to bring in money, so is Buy Me a Coffee. There's several of them. I'm going to speak specifically to Substack because that is what I'm using. But everything that I've looked for and found in this particular platform can be applied to other platforms. It's all about finding what's going to work for you. So let me explain first why I want to start right at this point. When I look at what I call the RV entrepreneur business model, or in my case, the roadpreneur business model, what I look for is a few different things. First of all, diversified income. Now, having several different income streams can feel very overwhelming, especially if you are somebody who likes to travel and you want things simple. Why are you adding more when you're trying to live this minimalist type lifestyle? Well, in actuality, having several different revenue streams frees you up from relying too heavily on one. And so if something goes wrong, you get kicked off of a certain platform, it happens to the best of us. It really, truly does. You might not do anything wrong until something in that algorithm just shifts and you're not on that platform anymore. It'll ease that burden. Also, I wrote recently about how I had a client who out of the blue decided to change their strategy. They no longer needed my services and it hit me like a ton of bricks because I was putting too many eggs in their basket. And while that hit hard at first, it first of all, reminded me very, very quickly why we don't do that. I say it all the time. This was years ago. I do say it all the time because I've been there. I've felt the sting of having a client all of a sudden pull the contract, not through any fault of my own, just a shifted strategy, which happens all the time and is totally allowed, but it can add some pressure and make your finances feel a little bit more tense as you're starting to build your business. The other thing is that I like not just a diversified income stream, but also an income stream that flows from one thing to the next. I call this the customer journey, and I talk about it a lot, and I don't think that people talk about it enough, because that customer journey, when you can answer the question of what's next, what else do you have for me? When you can answer that with another paid product, again, your diversified income stream, you now get people staying in your swirl. So let me tell you what that looks like. Because we're talking about newsletters on this podcast, we're going to start there. Let's say you have a newsletter. That newsletter is free. People like it. They enjoy it. They want to sign up for it. They subscribe. And then you have a paid version. And this is where Substack comes in or any of the other platforms that you might use. And they're able to pay you $5 a month, buy you a cup of coffee every single month, and they get some extra bonus content from you. Now everybody's winning. You get to create more and do something that you love, and you also get paid for it. Then let's say they want to learn something very specific from you, and you've got a course that you can offer that is very, very specific to a takeaway that they are looking to get from you. You've already built that trust. Now they're ready to buy from you. So now you have a course you can sell. And maybe you have a more advanced course after that one that follows up on the one before. Or maybe you have another type of a product, a template that they can use that they can buy from you to make their lives even easier. You can see how this is quickly snowballing into a bigger diversified income stream, but it's not putting any weight on your shoulders. You can create it. You can guide people to it automatically. And you can get your customers in the door in a way that feels almost effortless. And the way that it feels effortless is because you know who is waiting to hear from you. You know the person who's buying from you, who can benefit the most from what you're selling. And you're able to, again, answer that question with another product of what else? What's next? What else can I serve to them? What else can I create for these people that I love to show up for? What else could they use? What else do they need? In answering that, you can add that into your own business model and just continuously be making money, be in creation mode, and really start snowballing your finances and making more money that way. And bring up this model because it's one that I'm leaning heavily into right now. And if you've been part of my space over at Roadpreneur, then you know that I recently shut down my signature course and I also shut down my membership as it was. The reason why I did that is probably a podcast episode for a whole other day, but I feel like I say that every single podcast episode. There's so many layers about business that we have to peel back. But the reason why I shut it down ultimately is because I realized that there was a new way that we can approach business online. And I've been seeing a lot of other big players in this space making these same shifts. And it just makes sense when you follow those breadcrumbs and really get in front of people in a way that feels good and easy and approachable. And when you do so at various cost levels. And when you do so at a level where it costs different, they can pay different amounts to get into your world. They don't have to pay thousands of dollars up front. It's not an all or nothing. You can give them exactly what they need at just the right moment. And that feels so good, not only for them, but also for you. Okay. So let's look at the very specific place where I like to start this entire process. Now that I've taken a little bit of a tangent there and shared a business model that's all going to stem from this one area, let's look at that seed that you're planting with your newsletter. I love newsletters for a few reasons. I love them because they're personal. You can really be yourself in them, and you can create that one-on-one connection. With a newsletter, it's not a post on social media that may or may not get seen based on how the algorithm is feeling that day. Their comments that are left on there can be seen by everybody rather than just you. And having a newsletter changes that. First off, you're way more likely to get seen because you're going to land in somebody's inbox. That is a very intimate space. It's a very special space. And so if anybody lets you into their inbox, it means that they trust you. It's a whole lot harder for someone to say, yes, you can come into my inbox than it is for them to hit the follow button on Instagram or TikTok or, Facebook or whatever platform, social media platform you want to mention here. it's a lot harder for them to open that door for you. So when you get in that door, it is a big deal. And it's something that most newsletter creators really respect because they know how big of a deal it is. It's also usually a direct path back to the creator. So anytime somebody gets one of my newsletters, for example, and they hit reply, that response goes right back to me. And I work very hard to reply to every single email that comes back to me. Feel free to go get on my newsletter list, and that's roadpreneur.substack.com, plug, plug. But feel free to go on and put me to the test because I am very, very diligent about getting back to people because those types of relationships are so important to me. You know, yes, on social media, you have the direct message capability, but not everybody sees those. They get filtered into different message request folders, and sometimes they get lost in the shuffle, and it's harder to get that response sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. With a newsletter, you're more likely to get that response. An inbox is a little bit more calculated, and you're more likely to get in front of the creator. So that's one reason why I love newsletters. I also love them because they're just an easy way to tell a story and write somebody a letter and really tell your why. Why are you in business? And that is a cliche term that is overused, and I know that, I understand that. So don't take it as cliche though, because your why is what will make people pay attention. Your why is your brand. Your why is what people say about you when you're not in the room. And that is a big deal. And your newsletter lets you remind people of your why every single time. And it also lets you offer value every single time. Now, for too long in recent years, the email list has been this place where online business owners and creators have really tried to grow their email list so that they could sell. But when we take a step back and we look at a newsletter from a different lens of building those relationships, building community in more of that intimate setting, it really shifts that focus. Rather than requiring the sale to come after being on your list and having gone through a funnel where you're getting pressed to buy something very quickly when it might not be the right time for you. I used to have those funnels, by the way, and I've removed them because I no longer like them like that. I think, yes, there is a time and a place for that, but really, let's form the relationship first. That feels better. Might not make sales quite as quickly, but maybe I will because people now trust you a little bit more. So having a newsletter is no longer about making the sale. If you reframe that, and you really look at this as my way of forming new connections, getting in front of people who I also know, like, and trust as the creator. I as a creator know, like, and trust. That is a whole new mindset shift. And that's something that you can really open up your eyes to realize, hold on, this is a new way of doing business. And as RV entrepreneurs, don't we love a new way of doing business? Don't we love a refreshed way of getting in front of the people that we want to talk to? Getting in front of the people that we want to reach and really deepening those connections. I mean, it's like being around a campfire with them and having that conversation. It's so much better and more refreshing to do business that way than just sell, 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 offer, 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 limited time offer this and limited time offer that and discount this and discount that. And it just gets exhausting. And then you feel like you're being noisy and it doesn't feel good to hit publish. But when you take a step back, you simplify how you're showing up, and you really focus on your newsletter or your podcast or whatever mode of content you're creating as being a relationship builder first and knowing that the sales will come when it's the right time, but they will come, that to me feels so much better. If you agree with me, I would love to hear from you in the Facebook group. Yes, there's strategies about how you can build relationships and make sales at the same time. I believe it's a yes and. Yes, you can have those strong relationships, and yes, you can make good money from them because people now know you and they like you and they trust you. It goes hand in hand. So I'm not saying that you will not make money, just focus on building the relationships, not even close. And in fact, let's talk about that. So I chose Substack specifically. I moved my newsletter over there a little over a month ago. And the reason why I did that was for several reasons. And again, like I said, this is not promoting Substack necessarily, but I do really like it. And I'll tell you why I like this particular platform. First off, let me tell you what Substack even is, because many of you are like, I've heard the name, but I don't really understand it. That was me too, so don't feel alone. Substack themselves say that they are a new economic engine for culture. And their meta description, if you Google them, is this: Substack lets independent writers and podcasters publish directly to their audience and get paid through subscriptions. Doesn't that sound so nice? You can create, you can write. A few months ago, I was thinking through, what are my next steps? I feel like I need a change. I feel like I need to do something that feels more aligned to who I am and the people I'm trying to reach. And everything that came back to me as I was journaling and I was thinking and praying and talking to friends, everything that came back to me was this: just write. I've always loved to write. Since I was a little girl, I loved to write. And so reading something like Substack shared here, Substack lets independent writers publish directly to their audience, that's through the newsletter format, and get paid through subscriptions is the paid format. Man, did that feel refreshing. I really like the idea of being able to get paid to create. But then I started to look more into what this platform did. And I noticed a few things. First off, I noticed that once you hit send on a newsletter, it was not lost to the inbox. It was kept there. It was kept there almost like a blog, but it was in a little bit of a different format. So every time you hit publish, it's automatically sent to your readers, but it's kept on your website or on your Substack site like a blog. And some of those blog posts you can put behind a paywall and say, to get this, just buy me a coffee and you can pick my brain on this particular subject and you can get my how-to guide on this. That can go behind a paywall for $5 a month or $50 a year. That's what most of the Substacks cost. Most of those paid subscriptions are about $5 a month or $50 for a year. So you get 2 months for free. Quick math there. I'm so witty. So I liked that because as soon as you get someone new into your space, rather than bombarding them with all these different emails, let themselves go down that rabbit hole and really dig into what you put out there in the past and read what you've created and let them kind of take that Netflix and binge approach where you can go and Netflix style your newsletter and just binge read some of your past insights and past ideas. If you only send those in a newsletter, like I was doing before, they get lost. But if you have Substack, you can not only send them as a newsletter straight to your audience so they get it in their inbox in that intimate setting, but you can also house it on your website where other people can read it. So as they find you, they've got more content to dig into. And that content, again, organically will just lead to the paid subscription because you can have those calls to action all throughout your content. Sometimes you don't even have to offer something on a paywall. You can just say, if you want to contribute to this, absolutely. Here, you can buy me a cup of coffee for this idea that I just sparked for you. And someone will pay you $5. I've had that happen before. They've said that to me. Somebody has written to me and said, this is why I signed up. I actually don't have a ton behind a paywall right now. But I've had people sending me $5, signing up for the $5 subscription just to say thank you for the work that I'm putting out into this world. And man, how rewarding is that? So incredibly rewarding, right? Here's the other part of it that I absolutely love. I don't know about you, but I like to watch my pennies. I like to pinch my pennies. And I think it's fine to do that. You have to be budget conscious, especially as business owners. And Substack actually saved me money to get on. So before I was using another email service provider called ConvertKit, I was paying good money for that every single month so that I could be in their creator network and I could have all those funnels going. Well, as soon as I decided I'm going to stop those automations, at least for now, I exported all of my audience members and I imported them over into Substack. So I didn't lose any email subscribers, and you absolutely can do that. As long as someone's opted in to be on your list, you have to get their permission, of course. Then you can just import them over into that new platform. And that was free for as many subscribers. The only time I pay Substack is when somebody pays me, which is really, really nice because it allows me to save my money. And then it also allows me to share that win of upgrading someone to a paid reader with Substack, which I'm fine doing because they've got a really awesome platform. So it was free to start and grow my list. It can be free to start and grow your list too. That is such a big hurdle for people. They don't want to have to pay for something they're not really sure about yet. This is a really nice way just to dip your toe into the newsletter space and see what's possible. Because I know that once you're over there and you're starting to get into that rhythm of sending out your newsletter and forming those connections and you also are getting those replies and hearing from people, thank you for the work that you're putting out here, you're going to feel this new spark inside of you just continue to grow. It's really, really powerful. So I did bring something up about the ConvertKit Creator Network, and a lot of people are on there and love it. And they love it because it's an automatic way for one newsletter creator to refer other newsletters that are similar. And a lot of people grow from that. I know I continue to get a few new subscribers from the Creator Network. I'm not really heavily over on that right now, but when I was definitely getting consistent new subscribers from that Creator Network. I tested it out actually for a few months to see, would I get more new subscribers from the Creator Network or from the Substack Referral Network? And I'm not sure what the process is behind the scenes of these tech companies, but I will say that I ended up getting more new referrals over on Substack just by being over there because they have a very similar content referral engine. They also have a community associated with it. So I can refer other people and other people can refer my newsletter. And it's just such an easy way to get in front of people who like to receive newsletters, who are there for the newsletters, who are browsing the Substack app when they're, you know, watching their kids practice or unable to watch their kids practice. They just want to dig in and read a little bit. It's a great way to get in front of them and get those new subscribers. And it's proven to be very effective. So I'm now organically growing my newsletter list, my email list, with people who are looking at what I've written before and saying, oh, I'm interested. I would like a little bit more of that. And in doing so, it's just such a nice and rewarding way to get in front of people who really want your work. How good does that feel? And again, it can happen when you're off grid. It can happen anytime. It can happen when you're on the road. Your content lives on. Your content is in front of other people, and you're now getting those referrals. Okay, and finally, what I loved about this is you do have a community element. I feel like we're going way back to how things used to be when doing business online felt simple and light and good. And this was when you would publish a blog post and people could comment on it. Well, on Substack, you can also get those comments. And we can again have that dialogue. So I've had people pop in and ask a question and I got to go back and say, oh, great point. Here's my answer to it. And it was nice to have that dialogue back and forth without the spam, without all the heaviness. Now, I know you can get this on other platforms. I know, of course, YouTube, you definitely can leave comments. That's a huge strategy over on YouTube as well. Podcasts, it's a little bit different, but you can comment on them in the Facebook group. Just like we have here at RV Entrepreneur, you can go and comment on this episode, share about it over in the Facebook group, and then we can have a discussion over there. So regardless, it's really good to have a community set up around whatever you're creating. And for me, I ended up closing down my Facebook group and I moved it all over to Substack. So it's all in one place. There's no right or wrong tech stack. It's all about figuring out what works for you as the creator. So by now, if you're interested in getting on Substack, let me tell you a 3-step process just to get going, because I think it's worth trying. I truly think it's worth trying. Whether it's on Substack, whether it's on Patreon, whether it's on any of these other platforms, Buy Me a Coffee, it's really worth trying to add some sort of a paywall or an opportunity for people to say thank you with their dollars and cents for what you're putting out into the world. I really do believe that this is a new approach that a lot of people are finding very refreshing. And the stats and the successes really do back up that claim. First of all, just start. Start and play around with it. Start putting out some fun content. Play around with what types of content you're going to create. How long are your newsletters going to be? Are they going to be short, long, in-depth? Are they going to point to other resources? Are you going to do a curated newsletter? Are you going to do one of those atomic newsletters, which is essentially like one-liners, like 3 one-liners in a newsletter, and then that's it? So it's like a daily quick dose of inspiration. Or are you going to do something in between? You decide what's going to work best for you. Then import your past content and just grow your list. Engage with other people on the platform. Engage with other creators, and you're going to start to really grow organically because you're going to be surrounding yourself with like-minded businesses, brands, and individuals. It's just such a good way to connect, and it's a way that feels really good and really human, by the way. The humanity in online business, we don't need to be taking that out. We need to be putting it back in. And this, to me, is a really great way to be putting that humanity back into the podcast, content creation, newsletter realm. We're putting the people back in. And I love that. I love people. I'm kind of an introvert, but I love people. The second step to your Substack, or again, anything that you're creating, is to put up some kind of a paywall. Let people pay and get something in return. Let them feel that exciting dopamine rush of, oh, I just got something. It feels really good. It really feels really fun to receive. Allow them to receive. So there's a lot of different things you can do in terms of incentivizing people to pay you over on Substack. You can, for example, offer exclusive content. So you can put content up there, offer a little teaser, and then everything below it, you have to pay to read the nitty-gritty that comes below it. You decide where that paywall comes in. You decide which content is behind a paywall and which isn't. That's entirely up to you as the creator, but you can do that from the get-go. Put some content behind a paywall. You can also offer exclusive discounts just for the people who are your paid subscribers. If you do have courses and you do have different products, this is a great way to offer them something in exchange. Let that subscription pay for itself, and now they're getting more from you. They're hearing more from you. They're deeper in your swirl. They're more likely to buy because now they also know they're getting a good deal. They're saving money. It just makes sense. You can also do a live monthly call with you. You can have maybe even a private community that's just for the paid subscribers. There's a lot of different ways where you can offer that direct connection to you, but only for the paid subscribers. It allows you to put up a boundary for yourself as the business owner. Boundaries are healthy. Boundaries are beautiful. You're allowed to do them. And this is one way that you can do it in a way that feels good. Now you're showing up for the people who have skin in the game, and they're really ready to receive that message that you're about to give to them. And that lets them really consume it on a different level, and it deepens your impact that you're making on the customer. It feels good to ask for money. Sales is not a bad thing. Finally, start your own network. Start on Substack and start growing by engaging with other writers, other newsletter creators. Go leave comments on their Substack. Go leave comments on their Patreon. Go leave comments in the Facebook groups that you're a part of. It doesn't have to be, you know, self-soliciting comments like, hey, come follow me. Not at all. Actually, that's kind of yucky. We don't like that. Let it be something that's insightful. Ask questions. Offer an idea. Something useful. If they're interested enough based on the conversation and the relationship that you formed, they will come find you. There are plenty of ways that they can come find you. When they know your name, they see you associated with a topic, they can come find you and they can start to do business with you. And they can sign up for your newsletter, and then they can become a paid subscriber, and then they can buy your courses. But let them self-select that. Don't go chase them down with those, you know, just, hey, come follow me. Hey, come follow me. Hey, come follow me. That does not feel good to anybody. And we all know that. So we don't want people to do that on our content. We want other people to come and ask us questions on our content. So just golden rule, right? Treat others the way you want to be treated. And then once you've grown on that actual platform, whatever platform you choose, for example, Substack, then expand out. So if you go to my website, for example, you'll see a link to my Substack. Right now, that's all I have. And that's probably going to stay that way through 2023 and into 2024, because I will also have a book that I'm publishing in November. But beyond that, I'm not offering anything till 2024 because I want to offer it in the right way. I'm repackaging a bunch of stuff and I'm making it relevant to today's time. Not that it was irrelevant before, but I'm just, you know, modernizing it a little bit. The online world moves fast. And so it's a really good way, good opportunity to modernize it. And so I'm taking that opportunity. But for now, come and say hi and get a weekly newsletter from me where I share a story, an idea, and a takeaway. That's exactly what you can do too. You can just start with that offer and grow at the speed that makes the most sense for you. Now, ultimately, here's what I love about it. I've talked a lot about connections and relationships and getting to know other people. What I did not say on any of this is freelancing and trading your time for money. If you're going to trade your time for money, I love to encourage people to do it at scale, because yes, there's opportunity in freelancing. Yes, I still have a select group of clients, but these are clients that I'm very, very choosy about working with. And I get to be choosy because of how I've designed my business to have multiple income streams. Let the freelancing, that one-on-one work, let that come last. or let it come first as a way to bring in some quick revenue, but don't land there. Continue to put yourself out there. Continue to share your ideas, your lessons learned. Continue to grow and to offer other ways for other people to grow. And in doing so, it's going to feel so good to run your business. You're going to free yourself up of a lot of time so you can hit the road and you can see more of this crazy beautiful world, and you can really go out there and explore, not cut your hike short, not have to rush back to a Zoom call. You get to explore and really soak in all the beauty of the RV entrepreneur lifestyle. So there you have it. This is why I've chosen this business model. This is why I've specifically chosen to write newsletters, and my plan going forward, I will be having courses coming out very soon. And this is why I'm so passionate about forming these human connections. It's all about the people behind the screen, and I never want us to forget that. And I believe as RVers, we don't forget that because we get to link arms with new people all the time at campgrounds. We get to meet new faces and come together in a digital setting and then in a physical setting, like in the RV Entrepreneur Facebook group, and then eventually someday at another RV Entrepreneur Summit or at different RV shows where we get to connect and meet other people. It's such a great way to get to know other people and to stay connected in this sometimes a lonely space. Sometimes entrepreneurship and RVing can feel a little bit lonely, and this is a great way to get reconnected again and to bring in a little extra money in the meantime. So if you want to go check out my Substack, I would love to have you over there. Come say hi again, put me to the test, reply to that email, and I will get back to you. It might not be immediately, but I will get back to you. And let's have the conversation. And also, I'd love to hear from you in the RV Entrepreneur Facebook group. Are you on Substack? Have you started your Substack? And what do you think about writing newsletters? How does this feel? Do you prefer another type of content creation? There's no wrong answer here. There's no wrong answer. So come share your ideas. We always love to hear from you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a loyal listener. And we will be back next week with another episode.